Hey, Relay community, Lindsay Hine here. So excited to be joined with Laura Thweet, Peter Bromka, Tommy Runs, and Matt Chittum. Pumped to talk about the Boston freaking marathon this week.
Here we are.
We've made it to Boston week. Crazy. Kind of just got here. I don't know how you feel, Peter, though. You actually trained for it. And I didn't train.
Laura's like, I've mentally been blocking it out for a year. I'm surprised it's already here.
I'm surprised we're back here. It's crazy. Time flies.
Are you still trying to forget that experience, Laura? What are you, we're blocking it out.
Still too soon, Linz.
Yeah, come on. Tommy, you're running a marathon. I don't know if you've done one recently. Well,
yeah, when was the last time you did one? It's been so long.
It'll be one of those times where I'm like, hey, I wonder like how it, like, it's been so long since I've run one. It's kind of crazy. Like, will I remember how to do it?
What's your strategy, though?
My strategy? Yeah. So for the first 20 miles, I'm going to run. And then for the last 10K, I'm going to try to run some more and then like see what happens. Like, will I, you know, will my math have mathed correctly? No, but honestly, so for this Boston, planning to jog it a bit, really. But I mean, have some fun, enjoy the crowd a little bit more than I ever have in the past because I'm running London 6 days after that. So I'm trying to have fun, run well, and enjoy like both experiences somehow. Like, so I'm not going all out, but I'm definitely not like, I'm not jogging for me.
Now I have a question. About this, for Peter. So at London, we have three relay people running, right? Three. Got Tommy, Marcus, and Mike, who are all in the same orbit of speed. Are we going to have a literal relay race? Yeah. Like, who is going to win London?
No.
This is the Boston Marathon preview episode, but I just want to set the stage for what we might be looking at next week.
No, this is, we're not.
Come on, Tommy, give the people what they want. I want a relay race.
No, you're not doing the whole.
We'll do a relay draft. We'll see who comes out on top.
You're not doing the whole Kipchoge versus Mo Farah thing. We all know who's going to win this race. It's Kafuzi.
I just want to see the crowds like melt if Mike is holding a GoPro and Marcus, royalty of that race, is next to you, and then you're on the side, like.
That would be a lot going on. Like, if the three of us all ran together the whole time, I think we all are planning to run around the same pace. So I think that'll be really fun to be able to do that.
Are you in the same?
It's a good warm up for them.
Warm up.
That's what everyone always says. Boston Marathon is just like a, just a casual jog warm up.
I mean, that's what I heard.
I was going to ask, are you all in the same starting corral? Like, will you just try to find each other on the course?
In London.
I don't know if you know, but like Brexit, they left the European Union. Like, London is doing its own thing. This is Boston Marathon week, I am not that interested in.
He's like, let's not talk about London, okay? But back to Boston.
Bunch of crumpets. Yeah. Thanks.
You're the guy with the crumpets. You're the guy with the Boston t-shirt on. Are you excited about this race or not really?
I think it should be a good week. I might not take my own advice. I might just like go to everything, see a million people, and arrive on Monday morning just a shell of myself. No, it's going to be wonderful. I'm flying in Wednesday night and excited to go to all sorts of things. We're going to be putting out a Instagram post of where different people on our team will be, but also where other events. There's too many things to list all in one list anywhere. But like a local club of mine just in Portland just listed like, come meet Kafuzi with us. And I'm like, you guys are like hanging out with Kafuzi? All right. Like, everyone's hanging out.
In Boston. Like, he's just, and he like, wasn't it last year that he like sold out his, or like, it was like, like a Q&A and it was like packed and like people couldn't get in the door. Mike's like a legend there.
It's just like these packs of people. I mean, I'm planning to meet up with a bunch of people and I'm like, how about we just meet on Newbury Street? Like, we can meet near the Tracksmith house, which is kind of by the other house, which is by the other, and we'll all just run on the river. I'm always a more like bring people together as opposed to, I'm doing a different shakeout run than you. Laura, I don't know if you ever heard about this, but the morning of Atlanta, we had like a huge pack of people from, I think, Hoka and Gooder and a group I put together that this is in 2020. Like, we all ran the loop course together, and it was just like the ultimate fan experience, because we were all like, man, this course is brutal. But we were all doing it together and like meeting people. So that's hopefully what we're going to recreate on Boston on Saturday. I'm not a big shakeout person on Sunday, but it's going to be really fun. And then
people watching
the weather are even telling me it's going to be good.
What do you mean?
I hear it's going to be amazing. Last I heard is the weather looks perfect condition wise, and there's supposedly going to be like a 20 mile an hour like tailwind.
Yeah, like, everything. Tailwind of readings a week out are always accurate, so that's great. This is going
to
be great.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm pumped for you guys. You guys are just going to like, you don't even have to touch the ground. You're just going to like blow in.
Sail. Yeah. Squirrel suit.
Well,
here we go.
Well, I'll say this. If you are someone who's starting later in the race, good luck to you, because the new high for Boston is 76 degrees.
Stop.
New high? What do you mean the new high? What's a new high?
Are you unfamiliar with how the temperature works? What do you mean?
You know how, like, you know, if you do something terrible, somebody says, this is a new low for you.
Yeah, this is a new low.
Are we going back to your drug phase? You're like, I'm looking for a new high. This is great.
What kind of new high are you talking about?
Are you saying the forecast?
Yes.
Yes, Peter.
Yes, when I mentioned the weather, I was referring to the forecast.
Man, no.
Matt and I are on a good place. Matt, and I need a feedback session, like a coffee or tea, we can take that offline. But, I don't like your tone, sir.
What app you're looking at, Matt. My new high is 60.
Mine's 59.
Boom!
It's going down.
I'm just going to keep screaming into the mic.
Your weather app. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're wrong.
You guys, did Peter take drugs leading into this conversation? I feel like he's just like...
He's on a Boston high already. Peter lives for this one. Peter, this is your ninth one too, right? Like,
yeah, this is my ninth. I'm only getting more... You know, things are getting weirder. Yeah.
Peter's getting more and more Boston as this conversation goes. He's going to have an accent by the time we get to the next one, for sure. You got your hat backwards. You're not wearing your ascot anymore. You probably aren't even wearing Alpha Flies. What the hell's going on, bro?
I know what's going on. Yeah. I need to go find my, I think I'm going to go to the Red Sox game on Sunday. So I got to go find my old Sox cap.
You're throwing out the first pitch too, aren't you? I know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that fake out on Sunday? You're just going to throw out the first pitch at the Red Sox.
Yeah, just hanging.
Peter, like your life Boston weekend, I got to hang out with you last year I just trailed around you and your dad for a little bit. And you're like the mayor. We would walk into like any random pop-up shop and it's like, Peter Bromka, you knew everybody. Like, what is your life over the weekend? Because I'm going to dinner with some friends on Friday, and I was like, should I ask any of my relay friends if they want to join?
Yeah.
I was like, everybody's probably busy and got their own thing.
Like, I'll do it all.
I feel like I feel like your calendar is just like so jam-packed.
No, just going to be rolling around trying to see everyone. I mean, it was pretty funny. That was like, I feel like if you just pay homage to a certain moment on a certain spot of, you know, a certain location every year, then if you go there, people are like, oh, you're here? And I'm like, yes, shocker. I was standing outside the Tracksmith house once and someone came up and said hello. And then Matt, my friend who works for Tracksmith, was like, do they know you? And I'm like, no, man, I just write about this weekend all year long. And then I come here. Yeah. I mean, Matt Chinnam got free shoes because he knew me last year. It was
two new pairs of free shoes, because I said, my friend Peter Bromka really likes these shoes. And they said, here you go. Would you also like this other pair? I'm like, yes.
Here we go.
Wait, Peter, that wasn't part of my deal. I didn't get free shoes when I hung. I hung out with you for like 6 hours, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to know what words to drop. Like, Matt knew to step in and say, my friend Peter Bromka loves these shoes. You know, it worked for me at the Mercedes dealership, too. I said, my friend Peter Bromka loves this car. And they're like, well, why don't you just take it? You know? So
like, that's what I heard.
I'm kind of convinced, though, that, like, you know, I all due respect to you, Peter, like, in, like, the work that you've done around Boston and all these times that you've run the race. And, I mean, really just, like, hogging one more spot, you know, like, nobody else can get in. But I think the reason why he gets there on Wednesday is so he can go to all the places, introduce himself, so when he comes back,
so we go they back. Go,
oh, hey, Peter.
That guy.
You know, then everybody knows you there. Because you're already there.
This guy.
Oh, yeah, hey, Peter. Yeah, exactly.
The Boston guy.
I'm on to you, bro.
I registered for the Making Strides podcast at the Lululemon Run Hub with Steph and Carolyn. It should be fun. It's going to be on Saturday, and it'll be nice. Wait, it's on Saturday or Sunday? No, I'm forgetting. I have too many things on my calendar. Can I tell you my favorite moment from running internet last week that I neglected to mention on our last call? So it's in the rear view now, but the New York City Marathon lottery was announced, which was like a big moment online because apparently like it's harder to get in the New York City Marathon lottery than to get into Yale or something. Like it's like 4% of people got into like that lottery. And so then I think it was Herm Tommy, actually, the Runfluencer, who was posting on Threads, and he was like, "We all hate Kevin today." And I'm like, "Why does this guy hate Kevin?" I click in, and it turns out that the New York City Marathon sent like a rejection email to, you know, like 100,000 people. And if you scroll, there's a, it says like, "Thank you for applying, unfortunately." And you're just like, "Oh man." And right above that, there's a picture that they had used from one of the races where this guy, Kevin, is running the New York City Marathon. He's shooting some finger guns. And it says, oh, you know, he put with tape on his chest, "Kevin." Oh, and everyone's like, "We hate Kevin." And then all these people are like, "Screw Kevin." And that's not, this is not yet the beautiful part. You keep scrolling and someone's like, "Nuh-uh, no, they didn't." And it's just a picture from apparently Kevin's Instagram where he's like, "They did me dirty." And he got rejected with a picture of himself being like, "Hey, buddy." Oh, my
gosh. That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Oh, but then the thing about it now is Kevin's going to get to go.
I was saying he should be able to go now that he's the picture.
Well, yeah, all these followers, and now he's just going to
back viral, I'm sure.
So should we interview Kevin on Relay?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. We need to get to know Kevin.
You know what I didn't see? I didn't see any think pieces about how the New York City Marathon was ruining all of running by rejecting all of these people. Maybe I missed it. I didn't see it.
By the way, just an update.
Too soon.
Carolyn, Sue, and Steph Flippin's event is Sunday, April 14th, and the live show is at 10 a.m., so I feel like...
Oh, yeah.
That's a time that it's not super stacked.
Yeah, it is.
I consider that an acceptable time to attend if you still want to race. You know, it's like
when you said you're not a big shakeout guy, do you mean like you don't like big shakeouts on Sunday or you don't like to do shakeouts on Sunday?
I do my own run on Sunday. Yeah. I'll run on the Charles River. I usually pass like a million people like, oh hey. But like it's I find that it large shakeouts, you're running someone else's pace. You end up like not doing maybe the strides you wanted to do. And then it's super fun, but you end up feeling like, what was that? That was a crazy like rock show on the road versus. So I encourage the people I coach and for myself to just, you know, find a section of the Charles to go run a few miles and
people
get in that right headspace. It's amazing, you know, like, and then you'll like randomly run by Meb Keflezighi or like Dina Castro will be like, "Good luck tomorrow." And you're like, "Thank you. That's the energy I needed."
All right. I gotta bail in a second to go pick up my little rascals. But before I do want to say like the one thing I'm really excited about Boston, someone who has never run the race nor attended the race, the thing I'm really excited about are the near misses from the trials who are going to be running this race, right? We're seeing the contingency of elite runners are almost entirely international runners, with the top Americans predominantly being kind of like the tier two, tier three American runners who are predominantly along the starting line, with a couple notable exceptions. So we have 4 and 5 on the men's side of the trials will be running. Elkanah Kibet and CJ Albertson will be running. On the women's side, Jess McClain will not be running, but Sarah Hall will be, and Emma Bates. So we have these like this thin sliver of near misses from the trials who are going to be running the race from the U.S. contingent. So again, the Helen O'Beary's of the world, the Evans Chebet, these people probably going to win the race and all of that. But I think just from a U.S. running perspective, there is a couple storylines that are kind of interesting in terms of the near misses who chose to run, as opposed to like, you know, 5 through 15 from the trials, all coming back to running Boston.
I mean, Emma Bates, like, I'm so excited to see what she does after her stellar year last year. And like, I don't know, Laura, you're buddies with Emma. How's she feeling? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to say a lot, but she's ready to rock. And I think going into this year is a little bit different just because it was obviously a huge heartbreak for her to have to sit out the trials. So I think that kind of, as an athlete at that level, that fuels you differently. And so I think in a lot of ways, like, she's obviously coming back as the top American. She had an incredible fifth place run last year. But you're also, you know, it's kind of a redemption run for her, just to kind of show that she's back in the game and ready to rock, and has come off of everything that obviously happened with Chicago and just the recovery and the aftermath of all of that. So, yeah, she's a gamer and I'm pumped. I can't wait to see what she does out there. And also you have people like Dom Scott. She's also running. I think she looks great. She and Emma have obviously done a big block together, and yeah. And like, again, Sarah Hall, and just, there's just a ton of storylines like within the race itself, like as far as like the elite part goes, that I'm really interested in watching, and I'm really excited to see how it unfolds. But yeah, I'm pumped. It's going to be a fun day. I have good feelings. I think we're going to see some stuff. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Lindsay, I was in Boulder and Laura and I got to run together, and we were running back on this trail, and these two people were running towards us, and one of them I recognized as our friend Brian Schroy. Shout out to Brian Schroy, because he has a tendency to rock his arms back and forth. And so I yelled out, like, I recognize that form from a mile away. And so he ran by with Emma Bates. And then when I got back to my car later, there was a text. He's like, come on, man. To be fair, like, everyone looks ridiculous running next to Emma. Like, that's not fair. Like,
that's what he told me too. He was like, lame of Peter to call me out like that when anyone running next to Emma looks horrible. And I'm like,
Emma's just like full forward motion. She's just like flowing.
Like the most efficient, just like no extra, like wasted anything. And you're like, how do you do this? How do you do this 130 mile weeks in? You know, like, how are you looking this good?
Also smiling.
I would check her. I think she's not touching the ground. That's not fair. That's illegal. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's worth noting, there's always like such controversy around like the broadcasts for these races, but Boston does a really good job. They start the women then first, so they get broadcast time. There's motorcycles for both. Like, you're going to be watching in Boulder, I assume, and you'll be able to see the race. That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like the races where you have like the different starts, like, it is helpful because then you get like the two different cameras and they typically split screen it. So yes, as a viewer who will be here in Boulder, I'll be at a watch party. It does make it a lot easier to kind of like see what's happening, which is great. So we love that as fans. We love a good split screen. So hopefully that's what happens.
What about the watch party? Who are you watching with?
My team. The track club. We have three people racing Boston, and then we have three people racing the 5K. Nice. So yeah, we have a big contingency that will be there. So yeah, we're gonna do like a team watch party and cheer everyone on. So, and I'll be tracking you guys, Tommy, Peter. Can't escape me.
No need to check me. It'll
be fine. Late, Tommy. No need to check. Late. I will find you. Find you.
Do we need to talk about the 5K at all? Last year for the 5K, I was like, I'll jog over to watch the 5K on my own. I kind of just like roamed around by myself a lot. And I randomly stumbled up on Adrienne Haslett. And she was like, yeah, come with me. And so like everybody in Boston knows Adrienne. And she's like, we got to like stand right at the finish line. Some security guy was like, yeah, you just come on in. Come on in. Because she knows everybody. And it was really fun to hang with her. But I don't want to miss it this year. Is there anybody we should be watching in particular? I haven't even looked at the start list.
Well, I know it'll be fast, but I also know, did you all see, maybe you're the ones who sent me the post. Kara put on super shoes for the first time to gear up for her 5K because she's trying, I'm forgetting the origins of this. She just wants to take down her son's PR in the 5K.
I didn't know this either,
and I'm here for it. Like,
so yeah. Fun.
I like that she's like not unashamedly calling in the super shoes for the first time in her life to like take down.
Hey, it's the time
that's like
to
something
do it.
Tommy would do to take down her child's record.
Sure, for sure.
He's like no friend, no family. Yeah.
Like for me, like if it came down to it, like I would somehow like pump like really hot air into his room at the night before. make sure like he loses sleep a little bit. You know what I mean? Like something. You know, like put his like kit in the dryer like 10 times to make it maybe shrink a bit.
How did my shoelaces get out of my shoes? Like
I did not know Kara was doing this. Do we know what Colt's 5K time is?
Oh, I have to look it up. She had posted about it. It's definitely given her something to like.
It's like 16, 17 minutes or like 16 minutes?
I think it's just under 16:50. I'm going to throw a dart. But yeah, it's like hashtag crush colt is like her current mantra. And you're like,
that's
damn.
Amazing.
We love it so much.
You that's might amazing. Sometimes remember that your mom is an Olympian. Like it like might come out.
Even if your mom's not an Olympian yet, that, or not an Olympian or never has been though, I love that I can still beat all my kids. Like anything over 800 meters, I can smoke them all. And I don't know how long that will last, but I love that. I'm like, you want to race me in a mile? Let's go.
Yeah, like so. I feel like the moment that I feel like my son can like beat me in a distance that I care about.
Yeah.
Then it'll just be like, I'll randomly be like, you know, guys, life isn't about running. You know.
It's not about winning or losing.
It's not about it's and I'll like I'll just stop running altogether. Like so for this day forward, I'm changing my name to and then I'm gonna change the name.
Tommy, I sign on it's like Walks. Who's Tommy Walks? Yeah.
Tommy Walks, yeah. Tommy watches, Tommy observes.
Tommy you know gets beat by his kids.
Yeah, with a Z. yeah, like I'm definitely like about like I'm about that life. Like he just started taking he just started going to this boxing thing and I'm watching him he's like terrible right now, so it's not like he's any good at like boxing. But I'm like, one day I'm gonna have to knock him out, you know, just so he knows, just so he knows,
he knows that,
just so he knows. Like, but before he actually can defend himself, really, like you gotta find your moment to strike while the iron's hot.
What was it? Marcus just posted a reel about racing his kids, and like he tagged me, and I was like, man, oh man, like. Maybe it's a relay moment we're going through, just like taking down our children.
I mean,
as they get older, it's something you got to worry about.
My oldest, he's going to be 12 in June. And like, if he applied himself, like he could for sure take me down in the mile, but he doesn't want to work that hard. Like he's not willing to go. He's like, I'm sick of this. I'm like 4 minutes in, he's done. And you really need that extra minute or two there. So
until I text him this clip, which is like locker room, you know, fodder, like let's get after mom.
Let's go get her,
man. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited though, because like, you know, Boston's definitely, you know, it's there's always controversy around it, because and there will be again this year for different reasons. But then at the same time, it doesn't necessarily take away the fact that, you know, a bunch of people are going to have been training for the same race and they're going to have a great time. And hopefully everybody that's running runs really well. And I'm just looking forward to that. Like when the gun goes off and everybody takes off down that steep, 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 steep hill and tries their best to not go 50 seconds faster than their goal time. But it should be a really great weekend. I love all the stuff leading up to it. Like you said, Peter, it's like, it's tough to not like do too much, you know, before the race, but because Boston's like one of those places where it's a little easier to be, you know, on Newbury Street and just do all the things. Like New York's tough because it's like kind of everywhere. You know, like you can literally go to a party that's 45 minutes away. But Boston is like everything's right there. So it's easy to see a lot of people. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a fun, fun weekend.
Remind us your events, where you're showing up.
I'm so, so, so excited. Right. So Lindsay and I have an event with Destinations Marathon in UCAN with Kara D'Amato, and we're going to be having so much fun. What time is it, Lindsay?
It's at 2:30 p.m. in Cambridge.
On
Saturday.
Saturday. So yeah. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be really fun. And then I'm doing a shakeout because I'm a big shakeout type of guy at the Hilton Back Bay. With Adidas runners and Adidas running. And then at 11 o'clock on Sunday, I'm doing a panel with Ken Rideout and Aaron Azar, which could not be two different. They're complete opposites. They're like polar opposites.
A lot of different energy on that stage.
Wow. So I love that.
I'm gonna sit in the middle and try to like figure out like how to balance the two.
Wow. I love that. Fun. I think that'll be a great panel.
Yeah, Ken's going to be like, you know, I just wake up in the morning and sometimes I don't have legs, you know, and I just go do the thing and I don't take no excuses. And then Aaron's like, hey, I do the same thing. I get what
struggle
if,
bus.
If she matches his energy, that would be the best thing ever. If she just like, you know what, I take no prisoners. I'm like, this is great. This is great. But
I like the idea of you as the fight promoter who's like, hey, Like holding them back. Like
back up. Yeah. Save it for the Aaron. Fight. You know, save
Aaron's
it for
like
tomorrow.
Swinging at him. Aaron has Regan like, hold me back. Hold me back. I'm going to take him down.
That would be so great. That would be so great.
I don't go to too many panels and stuff, but I kind of want to go to this one.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I can sit in the audience and like lob some questions like, no.
Together?
Yeah. We'll just be like, oh, no, he didn't.
Can I leach on to you, Peter? Can I leach on to
you? Like, you should be like,
Laura, this is what you're forgetting. You haven't witnessed this. Oh, Lindsay thinks that no one wants to hang out with her in these weekends. And so she's like, can we hang out? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. Like, you know a lot of the people.
Like, I think it's.
I don't know. I just, because I, like, now I travel alone now, and I never, I don't know. I feel like it's different. And so now I'm always just, like, popping around by myself. And, yeah.
She's like, is it cool if I come? Yeah, it's like, when I met you, I didn't expect the energy that you bring. I'm like, because she's like, really? do you mind if I, like, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. So we're going to practice. When you introduce yourself.
Oh.
What do you say? Hi, I'm
Lindsay Hine.
Yes, there we
or
go.
Or just
All
Lindsay.
Right.
No, Lindsay.
No,
Hine.
No, not just Lindsay.
Okay. Oh, you're
we were covering this in Orlando.
You're telling how to like
if a blonde woman says my name's Lindsay, people go like, I think that's the podcast lady. And then she's nervous that she is like being too showy saying her last name.
Yeah, I'm Lindsay Hine.
No, Lindsay, you got to name drop yourself. You got to have that confidence. You got to bring that energy, especially in Boston weekend, you know, like own it.
Well, you know, if people don't follow me on social media and they just know me by my podcast art, that picture was taken like 10 years ago. So they might be like, "Who? Wait, you're that girl?
That's what you say.
Woman there?
That- no, that's what you say.
Tommy
you say,
and I will help.
My name's Lindsay. I'll have another. Hi.
Okay. And I have 7 chickens.
If you're like, hi, I'm Lindsay Hine. I'll have another Sandy Boy Productions. Why is everyone screaming? I'm on Relay. We'll be like, all right.
Oh, yeah, we get it. We get who you are.
Too much. Be cool.
We get who you are.
Okay, so the two things, I want to go eat at that one restaurant with you, Tommy, that we went to with the yummy bowls.
Oh, yeah. I'm going there on Sunday with someone.
Okay. With someone? What is? Mm-hmm. Are you on a date?
Ooh. Wait. Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be Tommy and everyone who listens to Relay.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to say the time that I'll be there and then who I'll have to offline it.
Okay,
because I don't want people to just show up random.
You need
It'd
to text.
Weird.
Yeah, you need to text us with what you're hinting towards.
Yeah, we'll unpack that later. Anyway,
okay, we'll unpack that in the Relay Safe Space text. Peter and I are going to go to Tommy's live show. That's one thing for sure I know I'm going to do. Okay.
That'll be fun.
So that's after. So we might have a full morning, though, Peter, if you're going to Carolyn and Steph's thing at 10. And then we hop right over.
Yeah, and then
Tommy's.
How are you going to get that to 11?
I'll swing by. I mean, I think it's a whole.
Peter's like, I'll do it all. Aaron, I'll do everything.
He'll pop in. You know,
he's gonna have the Alpha Fly 77s on, so he'll be able to make it there in no time.
I'm getting my
fight to get everywhere, Peter.
Peter's gonna be like doing Uber runs. Like he's just gonna like pick up people and then run them to their destination.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. I'll just have a pedicab waiting. No, sorry, sir, I can't take you. Mm. Peter's inside. I'm ready to roll.
So can we talk shoes?
Yeah.
So I know Peter. Oh no, Peter can't say. Peter can't
again.
Say.
Relay safe space.
Not me. So I don't know if you can't say or not, but I would assume. So I have to decide. So I have the Adidas. What are they called? The expensive ones. Evo. I have the Evo one. The one that's like $500. I have those, but then I also have a very new pair of the Pro 3s. And okay. I'm not, so all my friends are saying, don't wear the Evo 1s because you're not racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you only get one race at them. There's only like a 30-mile lifespan.
They're
only
good for 26.2 miles. Yeah.
they light it. They go
I think they flight. Said like shakeout. I think they said shakeout run and then race. And that's all they can do. Okay. So maybe 29 at the most. And so he's like, don't wear them. Just use the normal shoes and then find a different race to race in those. What do you guys
Controversial take. What if you come in with like a 50, 60 millimeter shoe? I don't know. I mean, you got some fun stuff you could reuse.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, true. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see.
It's not like the BAA is going to come and tackle you off the course for having too tall shoes. Wait, did I think I said that it's on relay. I wore a pair of prototype Alpha 2s at Boston 21, and I had to like check in on race morning. And I'm like, Peter Bromka and Mary Kate Shea. Was like, oh, fancy shoe guy. I'm like, God. In this way that just cuts you down to like, I'm like, hi, sorry. Sorry, Peter, for making it hard.
What time frame should we be if for those of us spectators who are going to be at the finish line hanging out?
Yeah.
When should we expect to see you and give us like a general idea?
2 hours. Oh, I'm on a text thread.
I'm gonna text thread with a bunch of guys who are all looking to break 2:30, and okay. It's gonna be a show up and blow up Monday.
Okay, nice.
We're rolling.
So Peter, like for people that are like listening, because you've done Boston 9 times. This will be your 9th or 9 times already.
9th time.
9th time. So you've done it 8 times. You've had great days. You've had a bunch of days where they maybe didn't happen the way you wanted to. You've pointed at a bunch of people in the crowd.
That's options always on. Laura, we need to coach you next time. I don't think you pointed to enough fans. This is actually your running motion for anyone watching. You can do the little ear taunt, like, hey, I can't hear you, fans. And those drunk kids go nuts when you do that.
Wait, do you do the wind up? Or you just
Yeah, I've done the ho.
Yeah, the wind up is really what gets you going. You know,
I need to run marathons with you guys. It's more fun.
I
didn't have any energy for any type of wind up or anything. Like I couldn't move my arms anywhere. But yeah. I will say, if you are having a rough day, once I got halfway and like the crowd just like builds and builds and builds, like I really do feel like Boston was cool where you can kind of like ride that energy and kind of like channel that momentum for yourself. So even though I was having just a terribly tough day, I still really was able to enjoy the atmosphere and like the experience that is Boston. And so like that was like a big positive takeaway for me last year. So if you find yourself, hopefully no one has a hard day. Hopefully everyone listening just has a 50-mile-an-hour tailwind and you just like blow into the finish line in PR by 2 minutes. But if you're not having that kind of day and you get halfway and it's getting really hard, like I told myself, one, just run the mile you're in. And then to also just like take in the crowds and the experience. And that really did make it a lot more enjoyable as far as just like appreciating the fact that I was running the Boston Marathon, because it is an experience unlike any other, I will say. So
it's super exciting. And I was thinking about that, how when you're running down the road, you can see people you know and you think, oh, I bet they know I'm like 15 seconds off of pace and that like my moving pace has slipped
forward. Yeah. That's how I felt last year. I was like, look away. Don't look at me. But no, everyone was great and encouraging and yelling and had signs. And like, they're like, the fans are just like in it as much as like you are. So it is, I feel like it's a cool experience, like whatever side of the fence, whatever side of the road you're on, you know, like everyone is just like, it's cool.
I think it's a good point though. Like everyone, you know, they're as excited as you are, but they're not holding on to your goal as strongly as you are. So it is great to like. So in 2022, I just did not have a great race at all. 2023, I had a great race, but somehow because of the terribleness of 2022, I was able to kind of like ride that line of like having a little bit of fun and kind of enjoying the moment, but then also running well. So, like, I guess my encouragement for everybody would be to try to remember, like, to try to find that line every now and then. Maybe not, like, just high-fiving and zigzagging and hyping up the crowd everywhere you go. But there's certain moments where it's like, you know what? It's not going to hurt you to, like, smile at the people that are there to cheer you on that you know personally, or the people who are just going nuts because they happen to see that you're running by. So, enjoy the moment. It's a great race. I mean, honestly, all the majors like have that feeling of like, this is amazing, you know? So it's like, in Boston's one of those places where it's just extra hype in certain spots too. So it's like, enjoy those moments and have fun because, you know, it's a marathon, so you might as well make the most enjoy of it along the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like what you've trained so hard for. Like, this is the fun part, and you get to get out there and just like soak it all in and like show off all of that hard work. Like, mm-hmm. this is like what you've trained like through the winter for. Like, you know, like this is what you've worked so hard for, and it's finally here. So it's the exciting part.
Yeah, this woman I'm getting to know, she's in Portland. She moved here recently. She was like, you know, I get to run the Boston Marathon this year. In 2013, I was like in a doctor's office because I was having spine pain issues and I couldn't even really run. And then the bombing happened. She's like, I just can't believe that was over a decade ago and it was a lifetime ago. And I'm now a qualifier and I'm going to be running it my first time. And you're like, man, that's a real journey. And this is a stop along the way. It's not, you know, it's not the top of the mountain. You know, it's really fun, but it doesn't need to be sort of more than it is and how wonderful it will be.
Well, and I was going to say too, like, I mean, unless you're Laura in this conversation, you like go give a high five to your friends that you see on the side. Like, you can still run a PR and do those fun things. Like, we're not trying to run 225 like Laura's trying to run, or, you know, we're not competing with the elites. So like, go do those fun things. Like, the best marathon I ever ran, it wasn't my best time, but it was close. And I was New York City, and I just was like high-fiving and hugging and smiling and also hurting really bad. But like, you can do both, you know?
Yeah.
So
sort of anything that keeps you seriously in the right mindset is more positive.
Keeps you engaged. Yeah.
And logistically, if you do have people that are going to be on the course, try to talk to them as much as possible beforehand so you know, like, what side of the road they're going to be on. Like, probably try to be as exact about, like, I'm going to be at, like, 17.5, you know? Because it's a lot, like, I don't know, like, maybe it's just me, I'm not sure, but, like, there's so much energy into, like, okay, where are they?
Yes.
You know?
It's exhausting.
And you're like, we're going to be at mile 15. And then they end up being at, like, mile 15.7. That's a long time to be, like, worried.
There's a difference.
Am I on the right side of the street? Like, and then you miss them completely, you know, or something like that, or like you barely see them. And, you know, like, so just don't worry, don't use all that mental energy.
Yeah,
plan it out. What side? Okay, left. Because you don't think about the side of the street sometimes. You're just like, okay, you're gonna be at mile 15.
Totally.
And then mile 15 could be like this huge, you know, spot on the course, and they're way over there, and you can't cross over because you're going to trip everybody, you know, that's running with you. Maybe just knock that out of the way, because that takes a lot of energy out too.
I will say, I discourage people from jumping too high. I have been known over the years to like leap to give a high five, and my calf is like,
what
and
are you
like? Okay.
What do you? What did you see, Shaquille O'Neal? What are you jumping so high for?
No, I'm, yeah.
Wait, woo! It's like, why? Why is
it was
that
a bad idea? It was a bad idea. But you
good
know,
advice,
like,
though. Good advice.
Yeah, so if you can work your wave into a, like, a smooth form, that's really nice.
A friend of mine in Chicago was like in the middle of a crowd. We were like mile 16, and then he saw us kind of last minute, even though it was a big group. But he saw us last minute, and then tried to get over left quickly. A lady was in the way, so he kind of like did like one of those slow down jumps around her, you know, like if you're trying to like not run into her, and then hamstring tightened, like got a cramp immediately. And I'm like, what are you doing? Just run by like normal.
You got
bro.
Like a jump turn.
No, you don't.
Mile 22.
Yeah. Be cool. Have, if you feel the urge to jump, like be cool. Like check relax, yourself and be like, relax. Go for the high five instead. Just like, you know.
After mile 16, you don't have it. Just leave it
you're
alone.
Not jumping. Yeah, you don't have it after mile 16.
I do have a question though. For somebody brought up like, you know, nobody's like paying attention to your splits like you think they are or whatever. But I'm curious, like, what do you guys think about with tracking? Because I will say in races where I know a bunch of my friends and people are tracking me, it actually does kind of hold me accountable a little bit. Like, I'd like to say I don't care what people think, but like, it does kind of hold me accountable. I'm like, they're cheering me on. Like, they're excited for this. So it kind of encourages me to not give up and work harder. Does that affect you guys?
For me, I've used social media and like announcing goals in the past, like to help me during training a lot. But I do feel sometimes during the race, it can be a little heavier if you're like start judging yourself a little bit. So if you have if you have a weird relationship with that moment, then that gets kind of weird. But it's cool sometimes to know, like, hey, I got to do this because that's what I told everybody. I mean, you just gotta know who you are, though, because that could be a little too much race day.
I agree. Like, it's added pressure. And, like, if you're already someone who gets nervous, it's added nerves. But I think ultimately it
everyone's going to think I'm a loser. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't want to do that to yourself.
She positive split by 10 minutes.
Oh, right. No. Yeah. No, I wrote an essay in 2016 about how I put out my goal. And then every time I would cross one of those mats, I'd be like, my friends back home are going to be flipping out because I'm on like 226 pace and I'm going out so hot. But it was so inspiring because you believe that other people care, which they do, but that we don't always know how to care. The one thing I'll say to the fans pull in a little closer here. We're going to focus on keeping things positive, intensely in the moment, and no sympathy cheers. I lit up my friend Lauren. This was actually at a mile race last June where I came up to her after. I was like, you know, you knew I was hurting in the third lap. I knew I was hurting the third lap. But like, none of this, like, hang in good there, job. Peter.
Oh, it's terrible.
Don't hit me with the hang in there. Don't
hang in there.
Wait. Are you talking about?
And he was like cheering, and like I passed the guy, and then he like turns to whoever he was with, and he was like, "Oh my god, she's struggling." And I was like,
"Wait, what?
Oh my god, like, you. Sir, I can hear you, and I know that I am aware clearly."
Wait, so you then passed that's when
I got in the head. I was like, "Everyone knows I'm fake."
Wait, you passed them?
No, like it was a fan. They were like staying on the side of the course.
Oh,
it was
wow,
halfway. And like there was kind of like a break in like the crowds a little bit. And so there was like a guy, like a little group, and like they cheered for me. But as soon as I passed, he like
turned oh, dear.
And was like, "Oh, she's having a tough day." And I was like, "Oh my God." And I was like, "You're not wrong, sir.
What
I
if, am what having if, a
tough day. I can if, hear you."
No, what if you had marathon ears, race ears, and he really said, "Wow, she's really tough out here." You know?
It's
very possible that I internalize that to like my own perception and my own pain. And I was like, "Oh my God, everyone can tell." Cause it's like how would I did look pretty rough. People always laugh at me for like my race faces. And like when I am grinding hard, you can tell. You can tell what's happening.
I've never noticed. Never even seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
If he did say that, it's fair. Like I would have said that about myself.
What do you want to hear people say, though, Laura? Like, what do you want to hear people say when you're struggling?
Nothing.
I mean, you just want to, like, hear people, like, just cheer, like, Laura. Just, like, let's go, Laura. You know, like, just, you know, you don't have to, like, reaffirm that I'm having a
you know? Yeah, like, so when you said pity cheers, or what is it, you called it pity cheers, Peter?
Yeah, like, oh, like, so, hey, like, hey.
People, like,
are we talking about the crowd? Yeah, are we talking about the crowd? Or are we talking about people in the race crowd. With you?
Okay, in the race with you.
Talking about, oh my god,
me on, like, people that I was racing against last year would pass me, and like they were trying to be encouraging of like
that's where I don't like it.
Me. But exactly, I'm like, listen. I don't want to hear that. I'm clearly having a tough day. Like, I know you're trying to encourage me because like that's who you are. But like, just pass me in silence. Like, just listen, let me.
Like, just, be miserable by myself here.
If I could go with you, like
we
I
wouldn't
like,
be. Here. I, we know, wouldn't like, be here.
Wouldn't be here.
Right. You know, it's I'm 100% for this because it's like, you know, if you just pass me like I'm a competitor and like do the whole thing where you hold your breath so that like you look like you're not trying and bury me, please. You know, don't like catch me and then. Come on, buddy. Like, I'm just going to all of a sudden just realize, like, oh, I can do this. Thank you so much for believing in me.
I was only
in second gear? What? This whole time?
I just needed to downshift? That's it?
I've been running left-handed?
Right. What? I don't have shoes on? Oh, amazing. You know, like, it just seems like just go. And I just give me, like, a thumbs up or something. But just shut up, you know?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like, here we go. Like, here we go, Laura. Like, just an affirmative, you know, like, I had a lot of people pass me last year because I got out kind of hot and people are like, let's go, Bromka. We're going. And I'm like, no, you're going. I'm like, you're having a good one.
Not going.
Oh, so
I wish I was going.
So Laura, you'll never have to deal with this, and Peter probably never either. Lindsay, you won't have to deal with this either. So like, I was having a terrible day. Well, it wasn't terrible. In Berlin, I was having a tough time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then when somebody, it's even worse, like, than a pity cheer, when somebody catches up to you that they know and you know that you all both started this race with different agendas and time goals in mind, and then they catch you and then they say, oh, hey, love your stuff, man. You're great. Let's do this. And then they leave me. It's like, yo, bro, you could have just, you could have done that different, you know? Like, oh man, I love your stuff. And they're like, I'm huffing and puffing. I've already taken to the arms, you know. And I got 10 more miles, and I'm already using the arm swing. I've been kicking for the last 2 miles already. And then you're talking about my podcast, you know? Leave me alone.
I think that's what we're saying. We say, like, come on, like, if they know who you are, they're like, they should just be like, come on, Tommy, like, let's roll. Not like, love your reels, great soundtrack selection.
Just say Tommy. You know, don't even say, like, let's go, you can do it. Just say Tommy. You know, like, good day. You know what I'm saying? Like, something very, like, old school. Tommy. George. You know, like, that's it. Keep going.
Why do you think I wouldn't experience that?
Because you're never going to have a bad day in a marathon.
That's funny.
She's like, that's
funny. I blend in more, though, Tommy. Like, people will see your hair, and they'll, like, mm-hmm. know, they'll be like, there's Tommy Rose. Well, then, I just...
Yeah, I mean, and then just as I know, and then there's also like, there's not that many black folks like randomly, you know, scattered. I mean, it's like, I know this person's black, so I'm probably going to know him. And then you pull up on him, you go, hey, what up, bro? You know,
you're going to have to let us know when we cross a threshold where you are pulling up on black runners and be like, oh, wow, I don't know you. We've really arrived.
No, for real. Like, no, honestly, like, all like, definitely, it's definitely a thing, like, especially at like certain races where you just like, you, acknowledge each other's presence just because it isn't necessarily, I mean, yeah, and especially the bigger marathons, you just don't see a, you know, a bunch of black folks out there right at this moment, and hopefully that continues to grow to the point where it's not a thing at all. But until then, like, corrals or whatever, fist bumps, nod, what up, how you doing, acknowledge each other, you know, like, not assuming that we need to know, you know, we know each other, because it's like, I mean, this just doesn't happen all the time, but it's like, it's just fun to see more and more. Like in Tokyo, it was like, it was so many of us out there like racing and having a good time. And, it was just, and I locked in with a guy named Rich. He was like maybe mile 3 or 4. And then I realized like after he like stuck with me for a little bit, like that what I was going for would have been like a 12-minute PR for him. Like, so you might want to save, you know, save your race somewhere along the way, bro. But honestly, like I know Boston's getting better. There's more black folks that are qualifying for Boston and getting in. And hopefully that continues to change and continues to grow. Mm-hmm. And hopefully one day, like, honestly, hopefully it's not a thing at all. You know, hopefully I blend in too one day. That'd be dope.
Yeah. That is what we should touch on, is that we forget that for the fans, they've been like preparing for hours and they just don't want to miss their friend. So I remember last year, I think it was around 22, I passed Steph and Caroline, and they just almost screamed like little kids, like, I saw him. I saw, And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, like, I'm just going down the road. But
some of the races are so loud, too. Like, and you can't even hear them yelling your name sometimes. Like, so that sucks. Like, especially for a Boston, like, if you miss somebody in Boston, you ain't going to see him. You know, like, unless you got a plan to get to the next spot, it's not like it's going to loop back around anywhere anytime soon.
That's often what you hear in their voice, is just the sheer excitement of like, the moment has finally arrived and I didn't miss my loved one. And like, yes. Okay.
It's tough though for the tracking apps, because like, if you, let's just say like you pick up some speed between the last, you know, thing, it's a little off. Like you're looking at a dot waiting on you to be right here. That dot isn't actually, it's not GPS. It's not like tracking me, you know, it's like estimating where I'm going to be, you know.
It's frustrating as the spectator. You're like,
yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, I gotta go, because I don't know if I keep looking out the window, this eclipse thing, you know.
Oh, and yeah, when's that happening for you?
Soon. And I told my really kids soon. I would pick them up from school a little bit early. I don't know if we're gonna see anything in here in North Carolina. You know, Indiana's like path of totality, like right they're like the epicenter.
Yeah, Ohio is too. Like, we're like right on the edge. Michigan's right on the edge.
Oh yeah, you guys gotta go. Get out there.
I'm gonna go pick up my kids. Close it out. Tommy and Laura, or Peter and Laura though, close it out, because Tommy's gotta get his kids too. And cool.
All right. Peace out.
Good luck, Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Peace out, guys. Let's go.
We'll see you out there. And we'll, for anyone listening, we will be posting where we're going to be. Please come up and say hello. And yeah, it's going to be a wonderful weekend. Thanks, friends.
Good luck to everyone racing.